This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All Things Covered listeners, All Things Covered viewers, we're back with another spectacular show with my guy, P2. Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden, you guys know how we rock and roll. And it's about that time for all the football fans, the football lovers of the NFL, the Minnesota Viking fans, Skoll Nation, stand up. Training camp is right around the corner, and this is our training camp preview show. But before we get into that, we have some very, very important news, some information for you guys, and we need your help. We need your help. If you're rocking with us, rock with us. And if you don't rock with us, please do. We are a nominee for the Best Black Hosted Podcast category in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Yes, the second straight year in a row, we're nominees for this outstanding award. We appreciate all you guys, and we would love for you guys to go out and support us. We hope you enjoy our show and continue to rock with us like you've been able to do. But also, vote with us. Vote for us. Vote for us. Help us be able to advance to the final round. To nominate All Things Covered, please go to podcastawards.com/app/signup and then toggle down to Best Black Hosted Podcast, that category. Vote for us. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The whole process takes less than 60 seconds. We've included the link at the top of this episode description as well. Voting ends July 31st. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. All the Viking fans, all the fans of Pat Peterson, hey, all the Steeler fans and fans of myself as well, please, please go vote. And if we win, I'm telling it right now, if we win, a lucky fan, I will give away an autograph signed jersey of mine. If we win, we will randomly select a fan and we will get them a jersey, a Steeler jersey. I don't know if it's going to be white, home or away, but it will be a Steeler jersey. Number 20, McFadden. If we win. And if we win, Pat P going to get a signed hat signed to you guys as well. Minnesota Vikings.
Man, I'm going to get a jersey too, man. I'm going to give him no hat. I'm sorry, Pat.
I didn't want to talk for you, but Pat, you know, okay. You guys heard. If we win this award, Best Black Hosted Podcast, a random fan. Matter of fact, let's do two. Because if you're going to give a jersey, Pat P, I'm going to give a jersey. Let's give it to two people.
So you're saying four jerseys?
No, two people. That means one. I'll give one to one.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you give one, we'll randomly select two fans. Is that cool?
Hey, but we also have to verify that they voted, though.
That's the thing. So you, great point, Pat P. You have to show that you actually voted for us. So maybe take a screenshot of your voting, of you finalizing your vote. But we need to see some type of documentation, some type of evidence that shows that.
A screenshot.
Yeah, to our Twitter, send something to our Twitter or send something to our Instagram page, Facebook page. But we will randomly select two lucky fans. If we win this award, Best Black Hosted Podcast, we will get one fan will get a Steeler jersey. The other fan will get a Minnesota Vikings jersey signed to you, whoever you may be.
Love it.
Deal. Pat P, you fired up. You look like you're in tip-top shape.
Are
you feeling good?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's training camp time. Training camp time. What jersey you got on? What all NBA All-Star jersey?
Man, come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bean. That's what I'm talking
about.
My guy.
Come on, man.
There we go. There we go.
Boy,
that's what I like to see.
You see him right there.
Okay.
That's Kobe.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There go my guy.
Yeah.
No question. So with that being said, You already in Mamba mode. That Mamba mentality is there with you right now. It's here with you right now. But how does it feel for you entering year 12 of your professional career? a savvy vet, you know, but what are you trying to get out of training camp? You know, last year you didn't participate in any preseason games. This is a new staff. Do you want to get out there and kind of get your craft going early? Would you like to participate in some preseason games this year? How do you feel in year 12?
Nope.
But that was fast.
Yeah, that was very fast. Camp in August 12th. I'm sure I get all the work I need, you know, within those three and a half weeks that we've been in camp, going against Adam, going against Jet.
And you will have a joint practice, right?
Yeah, we will have a joint practice with 49ers. You know, we have some of the best guys in the league right there in practice with us, you know, and you know, you're not going to get many real looks anywhere in the game. You just, in my opinion, you just out there running around with you being a savvy vet. You know what I mean? So I just think, you know, you just put yourself at risk of not being, you know, ready for the season. Cause that, you know this, Matt, the first two games of the season is always that fill out process. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, most guys don't play the last preseason game anyway.
Yeah.
And therefore you're going into the season with a week and a half off going right into the season. So, you know, the most part, the biggest thing I'm looking for into entering year 12 training camp is, you know, obviously being tip top shape and be ready to roll for week one.
Yeah. And remember also the preseason has been short and it's only what, two games, right?
Three games.
So that first one is usually for young players. The second one, you know, is kind of the same thing. And by that third time, you're ready to get ready for the season. So, you know, it's not like how it used to be. This will be your sixth head coach in 12 years, but how does this situation, coaching situation, seem different from the others?
Oh, man, this is a unique staff, man. It really is. It's much different from any other staff I've been around. Laid back, a lot of coaches that have a lot of characteristics as far as just having a good time. You know, it's a time and place for everything. But at the same time, they do a great job of having a great balance of work, good time, and getting the job done. And, you know, it's been great, you know, thus far going throughout, you know, spring and OTAs and minicamp and stuff like that. But when the real bullets are flying, that's when you really get to see, you know, how coaches react. But everybody on the defensive side, on the defensive staff, you know, been in the playoffs. Head coach just came from a Super Bowl.
No question.
But they understand what it takes to make things happen. And, you know, and my trust is all in those guys because they came from winning. They know what it looks like, they know what it takes. And I'm looking forward to it because Coach Ed, man, he's probably, I talk about Todd Bowles all the time.
Yeah.
Ed Down and Tell is up there with Todd, man. Just the way.
Ooh, it's high praise.
Yeah, he don't blitz a lot. He ain't going to blitz you a lot. He's going to make the quarterback think. He's going to make the quarterback spend that extra second worried about what he thought he saw, you know, so we do a good job of disguising, you know, and do a great job of making that quarterback first 2 seconds hard to get a beat on. So I'm looking forward to it, man. It's been really, really great. The energy, the vibe, the culture, the camaraderie is starting to come together. And, you know, with us bringing pretty much everybody back from, you know, the 2021 season, you know, everybody's just looking forward to some great outcome because we know we have all the pieces. Now we just got to go out there, you know, execute when those plays come about, you know, I just saw this crazy stat, by the way. They said last year, if we wouldn't have gave up a touchdown before halftime, we would have been 15-2. How crazy is that?
Hey, but Pat P, we all know about the situational woes.
Right. But that's what I'm going back to my point.
Yeah.
You know, now that we have.
That's, you know, a crazy stat.
Yeah, that is. Now, you know, we having, you know, guys who've been in the Super Bowl in 2012 with 49ers who just came out of the Super Bowl with the Rams and their situational football, if you look at it, and if you're able to win situational football, not let the team score before halftime, or you score double dip before halftime, you have a great opportunity of winning the ball game.
No question. I mean, that's an important stat, but it's a real stat.
Right.
It makes sense. If you don't know how to close out ball games, either in the first half or the second half, you're going to lose ball games.
100%.
That was a telling sign for you guys last year, man. But the energy is there. I can tell you this, fans, I was there doing mini camp. Was it minicamp or OTAs? But it was.
That was minicamp. Oh,
minicamp. The energy is there, and in the words of the great Leroy Butler, "One team, one dream."
One team, one dream, baby.
One team, one dream. Pat P, one position you're very, very familiar with clearly is the cornerback position. When you look at opposite of you, it seems like Cam Dantzler is the guy who's going to get the nod to be the starting corner opposite of you. But you have other guys, you know, fighting for competition as well in time. Chris Boyd, Harrison Hand, you got the two young guys, Evans and Booth Jr. Some newcomers in Chandon Sullivan and Nate Hairston. What are your thoughts on some of the young guys? And what do you expect to see from the young guys throughout training camp leading into the season?
Just work, building their craft, working on their craft. Because, you know, in mini camp OTAs, they didn't get many looks, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is when, you know, these preseason games are valuable to them because now you get to see what they got in real game speed, you know. So it's very tough for those guys to get reps now, you know. You know, me and Cam running with the ones. I think Chris and Harrison is running with the twos. So it's going to be a battle at every position. And I love that because that's only going to make us better. And that's only going to make that depth much stronger because if someone gets hurt, someone goes down, we don't have to worry about it. The mm-hmm. next guy up can be able to hold his own. And that's what we're going to need.
So, Pat P, when you look at the rest of the defense, let's look at some notable additions. Za'Darius Smith from Green Bay Packers. You got Hicks.
Big addition. Big Z.
Big addition. You got Hicks, your former teammate with the Cardinals. Lewis Seen, a guy who wants to stack
bodies.
That's his all notable bodies. Additions. How much, how different will the defense look when you factor in some of the additions that I just named in your new DC and the new scheme?
I think the defense is going to be a night and day difference, in my opinion. You know, just like I said, having the opportunity just to line up and play football. It's not many checks, not many audibles. You know, we're forcing teams to beat us. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel and try to come up with all these crazy blitzes, these crazy zones. Line up and play football. At the end of the day, that's all you can do. Line up and play football. Teams going to move the ball up and down the field. Just don't allow them to score touchdowns.
If you can
eliminate that, you have a great opportunity, a great chance of winning. So I think with the scheme that we have, it's definitely going to put us in position to be successful on all levels, from the D-line to the linebackers to the back end.
Yeah.
You know, and I had the opportunity to see it close up in person playing against Ed and the 49ers back in the day, my first couple of years in Arizona. So I saw how it worked, and I had guys mm-hmm. came out of that system like Antoine Bethea, Tremaine Brock. So, you know, I had an opportunity to have those guys as teammates and just hear some of the stories that they was able to share and how easy and how fluent the defense was. It was never really no loose end. Everybody was always on the same page because it was never no, if somebody motioned, we check into this. If they come out of empty, yeah, we'll have if we're in one call and they come out of empty, yeah, and that call is not, you know, suitable for us to win in that down, yes, we'll audible out of that then. But it's not much talking. You get the call, mm-hmm. you line up and play football.
Hey, C-ball, go get it.
No doubt about it.
C-ball, go get it. Transitioning to the offensive side of things, most recent, you know, Justin Jefferson said that Davante Adams is currently the best wide receiver in the NFL, but he plans to be number one by the end of the season. What can he do to ensure that Justin Jefferson that is?
What he's been doing.
Keep doing what he's been doing.
Just keep doing what he's been doing. I mean, Justin is just he's phenomenal. Special. Yeah, he just does so many different things to become unguardable. You know, he's just so shifty, the way he runs his routes, the way he come out of his cuts, the way he set up his routes. And that's very unique for a young receiver coming to the game. And I talk about it all the time. It's very unique for a young receiver coming in the game and understand how to set up certain routes, how to make mm-hmm. it one way, but it's really not. So, I expect him to be the number one receiver at the end of the year because what I've seen throughout OTAs and training camp, I said it about a month ago. I won't be surprised if you're a triple crown.
You said that? Yeah. And I'm echoing that as well. The talent, the skill set, the offense, the scheme, everything is in place for him. Just stay healthy, number one, And everything else will happen accordingly based on what he's been able to do his first 2 years in the league. I mean, great breakdown when you look at the expectations for the Vikings, some of the notable names that we hit on, Pat P, year 12. This is going to be an exciting season right now. And my goal for the Minnesota Vikings, represent the NFC when it comes to NFC football, the final game will be played in Arizona. That's my thought process. And it starts at training camp. This is where you bond. This is where you create championship teams. Being a part of three teams that get to Super Bowl, two to win, it all, the journey starts in training camp. When we come together, we bond. We bond. We play cards. We play video games. We work out together. We eat together. We do everything together. And you form that family-like vibe. And then when the season starts, man, we just kicking people in the mouth for no reason. We kick people in the mouth for no reason. Game hadn't even started yet. We just kick you in the mouth because we feel
right.
You just got kicked for no reason. That's, we in the kicking in the mouth type move. That's what we get. That's what we in. So, hey, just kick somebody for no reason, man. Sometimes you just got to hit somebody for no reason. That's how it is. That's the game of football. Hey, man, gotcha. I just felt like hitting you.
Right.
Game start yet, but that's what it is. But, hey, that's how it has to be. Skull Nation going to be fired up week one, week two, week three, all through the season. I can't wait. I got to come check out a game this year too, Pat P.
Man, come on, man. You got to get out there sometime.
I got to come before October hit, because that's when it get cold, don't it?
Ooh, man, it get cold in September.
Oh, shoot, I might be coming week one.
We Florida boys, so it, when that thing get under 50, that's cold, boy.
Yeah, I tell you, I feel more cold. I'm colder now, not playing, than when it was I was out there in the football field.
So right.
I got to bundle up. I got to bundle up. But with that being said, listeners and viewers, it's a timeout, two-minute warning. Got to pay some bills. We'll be right back once we make these big-time adjustments to not allow them to score right before halftime. That's what we're not going to do. Be right back.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pat P, we back from the timeout. And guess what? They didn't score any points. So we go into halftime with a smile on our face, with a lead going into half, because the defense did exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
But Pat P, outside the Minnesota Vikings, when you look at the NFL, the world of the NFL, news is always circulating around. Let me read something to you. I don't know if you heard, if you didn't hear, but on July 8th, Jalen Ramsey tweeted out, stack up my first 6 years in the league to any corner in history. Three-time first-team All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler. Who else did that? A guy who you've played against quite a few times, not personally, but opposing sides when it comes to teams that you've been on and teams he's been on. Richard Sherman replied, I think at P2, who is you, and I can join the conversation, but you are the standard right now. It's your time to shine. Jalen Ramsey's response was 100%, y'all can. That's greatness, though. In my opinion, y'all both are Hall of Famers. My first 6 years compared to yours, speaking to Richard Sherman, I'm up one Pro Bowl, but your numbers are crazy. My first six compared to P2, he's up one Pro Bowl, but his first All-Pro was as a returner, not cornerback. People should respect the greatness of all. So when you look at Ramsey's first 6 years, 5 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, 15 interceptions, 1 Super Bowl. Sherman's first 6 years, 4 Pro Bowls, 4 All-Pros, 30 interceptions, 1 Super Bowl. P2's first 6 years, 6 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, 20 interceptions. I mean, first 6 years for all guys have been marvelous, marvelous. The only difference for you was you guys been on better teams.
I got you, no doubt about it.
The boys been on better teams.
Hey, man, I blame Arizona for not letting me go when I actually be back.
Oh, that's a whole nother topic of discussion. Yeah. But number one, you know, seeing one of your peers, you know, step up and there was no back and forth going on. It wasn't like anything, you know, toxic, no hating, nothing like that. It was just friendly opinions being thrown out and all valid arguments from either side. But how did it feel for you to see Richard Sherman throw your name into the equation based on the respect he has from you? And you know Jalen respects your game and you respect his as well because you guys have trained together in years past. So but how did it feel, you know, seeing Richard Sherman throw your name out there with the respect on your name?
Oh man, I mean, it feels, you know, at the end of the day, that's, you know, that's my guy. You know, we had a little head butting at the early part of our career, but you know, we became older. Mm-hmm. You know, squashed all of that, you know, nonsense what we had going on. But Richard, it's obviously an honor to be in the same breath as those guys because, yeah, you know, like you said, Richard numbers are crazy. Had an opportunity to win a championship and was on probably hell one of the greatest defenses in NFL history.
You know, yeah,
they got to be at least a top 10.
No question, I agree.
You know, it's great that, you know, my guy Richard put me up there because he knows this all the time, man. He can actually tell you this. We got to get Sherman on the show.
We got to get that. That'd be dope.
We literally used to text each other right before the season. And I wish I had my old phone to show you this. We'll literally text each other trying to push each other to be better than one another. But that's what kept us hungry to stay at the top because we always felt that we was competing against each other. Always, you know, so
wow.
Once about year 6 came, I think that's when he had just went to San Fran, maybe year 7 or something like that. Just went to San Fran, and the Super Bowl was in 15, whenever the Super Bowl was in Arizona. Oh yeah, so they was in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So when they was in the Super Bowl in Arizona
against the Patriots,
this is when I first had an opportunity to talk to Sherman outside of football.
Yeah,
in the club. Will's talking this, that, another. And Gerard Powers, crazy Gerard Powers, like, hey, man, you want me to go check him, man? He be talking greasy, man. I'm, you know, Gerard Powers, the shortest cornerback we ever had. Yo, you want me to go check him, man? So he go over there and start talking to him. He's like, yo, man, Pat P over here, this, that, another. So we end up dapping each other off, changing numbers. And from that point on, we just became cool.
No question.
You know, we'll text each other throughout the season. You know, I asked him what he saw on a certain receiver. He'll do the same thing. So, you know, Richard was a great competitor. Mm-hmm. You know, he definitely kept me on top of my game, and I hope I did the same thing for him. But to be in the same category as these guys, you know, that's why you play the game. Okay. You know, that's why you play the game, to be recognized as one of the best to ever do it in the history of the game.
Yeah, no question. And I like the back and forth because it was nothing toxic.
Nah.
It was all professional. Yeah. It was all respectful. Mm-hmm. And that's, like you said, that's why you play the game. You know what I mean? Right. People want to be considered the best. You want to be in that conversation, to say the least.
And you already know how I feel about Jalen. That's like
no question
to me, man. You know, so
yeah,
just to see, you know, him continue to give me the respect that he does, you know, I'm always going to give him the respect that he deserves. And like Sherman said, he is a standard right now. There ain't no doubt about it. No, he's that guy. And it's good to see, you know, the talent continue to evolve year after year after year after year. And that's what keeps the game great because it's never really going to be no drop off, especially at the cornerback position.
No question. You got young cats coming up.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I tell these guys all the time, even my teammates, you know, although I'm 12 years in, but I'm still competing against y'all. Y'all keep me young, believe it or not.
Yeah. So
I don't have a problem with it at all. I just want to continue finding a way to get in the playoffs and add one of those Super Bowls to the end of my name.
You need that. You need that. You know, if you look at, I mean, in our family, we already got a Super Bowl winner, but we need to add one.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to have a Hall of Fame player in our family as well. So, heck, you want to just add that Lombardi to it. I mean, The family of champions, baby.
All right. Yes, sir.
Bloodline of champions, baby. So go ahead, do what you're supposed to do. You know I'm right there with you. I'm already ready to go to Canton. I already bought a ticket.
Yes.
I done bought a ticket 10 years down the line. I'm ready.
You ain't gonna have to buy a ticket. You gonna fly with us.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna be on the private. I forgot about that. I ain't walking through no TSA. I don't got to go through clear. I got to check my eyes and zoom my eyes to get through it. And I ain't doing none of that.
You're going to jump on the legacy with us, man.
No question. I already know. And Pat P, check this out. So other great corners, when you look at their six-year stretch, right? Darrell Revis in his first 6 years, 4 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, 19 interceptions. Rondé Barber, a guy who we had on the show, and he should be in the Hall of Fame. Please get Rondé Barber in the Hall. First 6 years, what you got?
I'm gonna wait till you get to his name.
Okay, 2 Pro Bowls, 2 All Pros, 18 interceptions, 1 Super Bowl in his first 6 years. Champ Bailey, another guy who we had on the show. Man, if you missed any of these outstanding episodes with some of these prolific names, go in our feed and just scroll down and you see the names and tap in and listen to some of these outstanding conversations we had. His first 6 years, 5 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, 21, Aeneas Williams, who we had on the show also. But we've had some big names on the show, babe, when it comes to cornerback play. Mm-hmm. His first 6 years, Pat P, 3 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, but 32 interceptions. C-Dub, Charles Woodson, first 6 years, 4 Pro Bowls, 2 All-Pros, 15. Rod Woodson, first 6, 4 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros, 20. And Deion, first 6. 4 Pro Bowls, 4 All-Pros, 30, and a DPOY, Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes. Going back to Rod Woodson, Jalen said that obviously I made it as a punt returner, but Rod Woodson did too. We're the only 2 defensive backs to ever do that.
Ever?
Make it as a punt returner All-Pro and as a cornerback All-Pro.
And you made that All-Pro team your rookie year, right? Not too many people make the All-Pro first team All-Pro as a rookie.
Hey, and man, I'll never forget, man. I felt bad because, you know, Devin Hester is our guy. That is the GOAT returner. And when I was surprised that I got it. I was surprised that I got All-Pro. Obviously, I know I had a big year, you know, a bunch of touchdowns. But, you know, Devin Hester, that's Devin Hester.
No question.
I think that year he had two or three punt returns. That was kick. I think he had one punt return and 2 kick returns or something like that.
Yeah,
but they told me I got. I said, "What?"
Hey, Pat P, your rookie year, you went fed though. When you were talking about returning, how many you took to the house?
I took 4 to the crib. All of them over 80.
Was it all punt returns, right?
All punt returns. That's an NFL record too.
Over 80.
All of them over 80.
That's a record.
That's a record.
That's a record. Currently,
I got a rookie record for the most punt return yards at 699. I could have broke the freaking lead. I could have broke the lead touchdown record, but got dog the punter for Seattle Seahawks.
He
ain't even tripped me, Mac. He literally wiped my kneecap of the top of my thigh pad. Well, I ain't had no thigh pads at that time. He wiped the top of my thigh board, and I went down. And he was the only guy I had to beat. So what happened was...
So that would have been 5.
That would have been 5. I would have broke the record. He's in front of me. So he's like at a standstill. And I'm running full speed. So I cut back across his face. And all he did was do like this right here.
And that's it?
That's it.
Hey, so this is what I need you to do, Pat P. Sometimes, you know, fans and folks need a reminder. Can you put together or have your team put together your rookie year when you talk about those 4 returns all over 80 and allow the fans, and we can do it on our feed as well on our Instagram page, allow the fans to select which one was the best. Because I remember you had the Rams, right?
I got the Rams twice.
Ooh. You got the Rams twice, Carolina.
And Baltimore.
Yep. The one in Baltimore was in Baltimore, right?
Yes, that was a clean one too. But my favorite one was the NFL record tying because I had
in Carolina.
At
home when you shouldn't have you should have let the ball bounce in the end zone. You caught it on the goal line.
So that quick story. That was my 3rd one. We played the Rams in November, and then we turned around 2 weeks later and went to their crib. And it was 4th quarter, maybe like 7 minutes ago. We was up. I think we was up at 3. up by three. Donnie Jones kicks a high boomer, as he always do, about 5.2 hang time. And with me trying to continue to watch the Gunners and watch where everybody at, the ball started like drifting away from me. Mm-hmm. So if you go back and look at it, I literally had to catch the ball with my fingertips and I'm slipping at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I catch the ball, slip, and before that play happened, Jay Feely came to me because he was my punt return coach on the field. He came to me and said, P, they've been leaving the middle of the field wide open all game. And I never really hit one up the middle. I always hit it like on the sidelines or something. Yeah. He said, trust me, you get the ball, just hit the middle. I got the ball.
Wow.
I catch it with my fingertips, slip, regain my balance. I ain't have to shake nobody, move nobody. It was like the Red Sea, right down the
Parted.
Pipe. Right down the pipe.
Pat P, based on what you did as a returner, if you stuck with being a returner, and I was mad at you because you said you didn't return no more punts, you probably could get in the Hall of Fame as a returner as well. No question. I was in my feelings. I'm like, Pat, this man at LSU was unbelievable. Get drafted. I'm hollering. You know you got to return punts. Oh, yeah, right. For sure. Ain't no pressure.
Right.
Get to the league. Kick the league in the mouth. First quarter, just kicking everybody in the mouth. Then all of a sudden, the boy become a made man out there locking people down. Said, yeah. I'm not returning no more punts. I said, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? Get in the end zone, man. Get hit him with that 1-2 and go. I'm not returning no punts, Mac. I'm not doing that, Mac.
I can't do it no more, Mac. I'm going to tell you why. Them hits and them people tackling me around my ankles, and that stuff wear on you. Because I got to go out there and play corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now where you are in your career, I'm not going to argue, but right. I'm talking about when you make that decision.
I'm talking about them.
Pat P, you're jumping in the league at 19, 20 years old.
I know, but Mac, I'm telling you, man, you guys, my eyes would wake up in the morning limping, ankles all hurting.
Get in your chamber.
I ain't had a chamber then.
Oh, you ain't had a chamber then? Get in the chamber, man.
I ain't had a chamber then, but. My wife would tell you, I used to wake up every morning, like after a game on Sunday when I had some returns, at least two or three. You got missiles coming out. You gotta mind yourself.
Oh, them boy coming.
They coming out in that form tackling. They coming. Yeah.
They laying out. They laying
like
out.
Your block off.
No question.
Man. So when I got into year two, and you know, I kind of felt, and I wanted to be known as a cornerback. It was all good that I did get the all-pro nod, and I was recognized as one of the best as a punt returner. But my whole goal was, yes, I wanted to, my thing was I wanted to be like Deion, what he's able to do, change the game, be a punt returner and a shutdown corner. He's a four-down player.
That's yeah, four-down player.
I'm a four-down player.
That's big time.
So then when year two came around, I had a niche. I was like, man, I got to feel I'm going to lead the league in picks. And I came one short. I had 7 picks that year. Mm-hmm. After that, they was like, yep, you ain't playing no more.
The thing about prolific returners, I don't care where you watching the game at. When you know they might get the ball in their hand, you stand up.
You watching? You standing up?
Oh, you standing? You're not going to the bathroom?
Oh no.
When Hester used to be back there, when Pat people, we're not going to. Ain't no bathroom break. Whatever. I'm gonna take this to the house. And if you rooting against your team, you gonna watch too. He's like, hey, don't kick it to him.
Right. And that's what happened. I'm gonna tell you. So my second year. I was still a punt returner, but they started kicking the ball away from me. So it ain't no point of putting you back there anymore. They ain't kicking you the ball. They're kicking it out of bounds. They're pinning you to the sideline. And with me, I'm trying to make everything work out of something, work out of nothing.
Yeah.
So I used to literally take dumb hits because I was on the sideline trying to make something happen coming off my rookie year. Like, hell, I'm Jesus out here. I can get through anything. You know what I mean?
But man, when you did that 99 return, boy, it was no such thing as fair catching the ball.
Oh, nah. And Coach Spence, so you had him in Pittsburgh.
I know Spence.
Coach Spence, he gave me the liberty, man. I never forget. I think it was Baltimore, my second punt return. He's like, Patrick, just be a ball player. Just be a ball player. We'll live with the decision later. He said, I trust your decision making. Mm-hmm. You haven't let me down yet. Go be a ball player.
And you did that.
Yep.
I just wanted to see you get more of them. That's all. I just wanted to see you keep doing that thing. You get that ball in your hand, boy. It's different. You run different.
Yeah.
Instead that, of that, you that, pick that, it off.
That EDP2 come out.
Oh man. Oh man. Then you had them hot the cleat game. You know what I want? I just want to see you. I just want to see you. Just give me something other than the black cleats this year.
I got you, man.
We said we would. That's all I want.
I'm gonna give it to you Monday night. I'm gonna give you the high whites, all white cleats.
Make sure you get your cleats lined up now, because you know I'm gonna be watching.
You're lined up, Jack.
Keep it wide up now. You know I'm gonna be watching. Which can you put the pacifier mouthpiece back in too?
Oh yeah, I'll be wearing that.
You had the pacifier mouthpiece. Okay, yeah, all right.
That's my staple right there. That's my baby.
No question. Before we wrap this show up, based on the conversation we just had, great conversation with Pat P, the Richard Sherman, Jalen Ramsey back and forth. Pat P, I decided to put together my top five corners coming into this year based on some of the things they did last year, the lockdown-like performances, and the expectations for this year. So I want to get your reaction in for you listeners and viewers that are checking us out on this episode. Chime in. You do a great job, YouTube, hitting us in the comments, saying can be said on social media. My number one is Jalen Ramsey. I think there's no argument there.
I like it.
The versatility has been well documented. The big play performances, following opposing teams, number one wide receiver, and just trying basically effacing them out of the game plan has been who Jalen Ramsey is. And you didn't see a drop off. You know, he changed his number to number five. He's still balling like he did when he had number 20 on. So that's my number one. Now, here's where it gets interesting. I think number one is because it would probably be the consensus for all football fans. Most people would have Jalen number one. But my number two might surprise a few people, and that's okay. But I'll go Jair Alexander as the second best corner. And the reason why I'm going Jair Alexander, he's showcased the ability to show versatility, play inside. Of course, he's been known to be an outside corner. But last year, he dealt with a shoulder injury. But when he's healthy, he might not blow you away with the picks, but his impact is still felt. I mean, I go back to 2020, that year, especially in the playoffs when you know the lights are at its brightest. He became the first cornerback since 2006 to allow negative yards in a playoff game, and that was against the Rams. Mm. That man allowed negative 3 yards in a playoff ball game against a star-studded like team in the Rams, who eventually went on to win a Super Bowl the next year.
That's crazy.
Then in that same playoff stretch, he picked off Tom Brady twice. I mean, literally almost won the ball game with that second pick, but of course the Buccaneers won that ball game. So just the versatility, I love how he tackles. This is a guy who's always around the football, around the football.
I agree.
My number three, Xavien Howard. Oh, Xavien Howard.
Ball hawk.
That's it.
That's it, ball.
In 2020, he had 10 picks. He led the league. The last 2 years, he's had 15 interceptions, 36 PBUs. The last 2 years.
Yeah.
36 PBUs. So this man has gotten his hands on, 51 footballs in the last two seasons.
Yeah. That's big.
That's impressive. And if you have an issue with Xavien being third on my list, go back and watch the job he did against his now teammate, Tyreek Hill, when they played against the Chiefs last year.
Yes,
I mean, you can highlight the one-hand interception, but other plays, and we all know how difficult it is trying to cover Tyreek Hill.
I love what the Dolphins did, too, with Brian Flores as their coordinator. They probably had to run the most zero blitz I've ever seen.
You talking about last
anybody.
Year?
Anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah. They sending them.
I mean, they sending everybody.
And you know how that feel.
Man, the quarterback ain't got no choice. He throwing it out there. He getting out of his hand.
And somebody better get home.
Somebody better get home, or we better be picking this ball off.
No question. Two things better happen. And he's been one of the best in doing it. So he's number three on my list. My number four is another guy who's a ball hawk. This guy was born to pick off passes. J.C. Jackson. J.C. Jackson, Florida guy as well. I mean, his last 2 years, he had 9 picks, and last year he had 8. The last 2 years combined, 37 PBUs. In 4 years, Pat P, this man got 29 picks. Now think about this. In 4 years, he has 29 picks, but he just became a full-time starter like the last two.
Like 2 years ago. Ooh, that's
29
nasty.
In the last 4 years.
That's nasty.
And he's playing in a defense where he's on the island a lot when it comes to just being man-to-man, and he follows opposing teams' number one guy. You know what I mean? He follows them, and he's been doing a great job. Like I said, the last 2 years, 17 interceptions, 37 PBUs the last 2 years, but 29 in 4 years, he's finally getting the recognition. He just got a big bag, too.
Yeah, that's big.
Now, my last player, number five on my list, I consider this player to be the Damian Lillard of cornerback play, and that's A.J. Terrell. He's highly underappreciated. The thing about A.J. Terrell, last year, jumped on the scene, outstanding football, but he was able to dominate and win most of his one-on-one battles while playing in a bad defense.
Right.
Look at some of the other guys I mentioned. All the other players defensively, they were a part of better units. The Atlanta Falcons, I mean, listen, it was a reason why they were so high in the draft, because they were bad. But A.J. Terrell balled out, 16 PBUs, 3 interceptions. I think he was a second-team All-Pro. I mean, this is a guy who played against tip-top performers and balled out. Very, very athletic, 6'1", 190-plus, a guy who's scrappy, and he flows around, and he does a tremendous job just competing. But the thing about this player right here, Pat P., I'm about to read something to you. You know the game just better than anybody. Mm-hmm. Let me name you the wide receivers A.J. Terrell is going to see this year.
Okay.
Michael Thomas.
Twice.
Two times.
Oh, yep, twice. Mike Evans, twice.
Yep. D.J. Moore, twice. Cooper Kupp. D.K. Yep. Metcalf. Ooh. Amari Cooper.
Ooh.
Debo.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase.
He got a nice little line.
Keenan Allen or Mike Williams, you pick.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, he got a nice little lineup, man.
hey, you talking about.
That's what you want.
Oh, so if you don't know who he is, watch him this year, because if he get through this gauntlet of pass catches, like I said, I think he's a Damian Lillard of cornerback play, because he's very, very – he's much underappreciated because he's on a bad team. No one really watches him. But this guy, who he does numbers. He did numbers last year. And we also had AJ on the show as well. So hopefully we can get him back sometime soon. What's your thoughts about my top five, Pat P?
I like it. I mean, I can't argue with that at all. You know, I like the order. I like the explanation you gave behind it. And honestly, that'll probably be my top five too, to be quite honest with you.
And I left some guys off. I mean, you can't get everybody on.
Right.
You know, Marshawn Lattimore, I'm a big-time fan of. Mm-hmm. He was on the outside looking in. Trey White, I'm just concerned about the injury, you know, towards ACL. How soon will he be back to being that all-pro-like player? So it's a laundry list of outstanding corners. Big play, Darius Slay.
What you think of Diggs?
Huh?
What you think of Diggs? You know, here's a pick.
I like Diggs. But the thing about Diggs, the only thing I have, I guess, would be considered, you know, a question mark, is he give up a lot of plays.
Okay.
You know, he sometimes he can be a give or take corner.
That's what they were saying. Yeah.
Yeah, a give or take corner. One thing about Diggs, his ball skills might be the best in the league.
Oh,
I mean, he turns into a wide receiver. But sometimes he makes so many plays, he gambles a lot, and sometimes he's not right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But don't get me wrong, he's the next one up to get that huge bag.
Oh, yeah,
but
sure.
But what he did last year, I think he had how many interceptions? Like 8 or 9? I think he had like he was picking off passes almost every week. Seemed like. yeah. But you got, you know, Diggs. It was hard for me to get him in my top five. Lattimore, Darius Slay, who I love as well. He's been doing it for a long time.
Hey, you know, Darius Slay was that old.
Man, D Slay been putting in work for a minute.
I know, but I didn't know he was 32 though.
Yeah, 32.
My boy Diggs had 11.
Diggs had 11 picks. Yeah. Lord have mercy, he did.
But
he
just picked one off. He's all
right. Yeah, but Darius Slay been doing it for a while. Highly respected too.
I think Darius, 2 years under me, if I'm not mistaken.
Year
10. Yeah. Now I'm a big fan of his too. That's my guy. Man, I've been to a couple of Pro Bowls with him, had an opportunity to chop it up with him. Very
student in the game.
Guy, very funny. Just a cool dude, man. So yeah, he's one that, you know, that just on the outside looking in, but he can easily be in there.
He can easily be. That's what I'm saying. I think the names that I mentioned that were not in can easily be in the top five. You know what I mean? And talking about Darius Slay, they also got James Bradberry to start opposite of him. That defense in Philly might be real nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That defense, man, they made some changes and made some additions, so they might be. Whew.
Yeah.
And I like what they're doing offensively, so I wouldn't be surprised to see them win the NFC East this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either.
Yeah. But hey, ladies and gents, that's my top five. My top five. Let me know how you feel, if you like, disagree, want to add a player, want to take a player out. let us know. That's what we do here. Until a game is played, this is what we're going to do. We're going to spark debates. We love to hear your feedback. We like to throw them in our show as well. But that's it right now. Pat P, training camp preview, Minnesota Vikings, Skol Nation, stand up. But before we let you guys go, please, People Choice Podcast Award, please vote for us. Like I said, we're a nominee for the best Black hosted podcast category in the People Choice Podcast Awards. We appreciate all you guys do for us, and we hope you enjoy our show enough to nominate us to advance to the final round. To nominate, please go to podcastawards.com/app/sign up and then toggle all the way down to Best Black Hosted Podcast category. Please vote. Take a screenshot of your vote. If we happen to win this award, we said this earlier in the show, two lucky fans will get a signed autographed jersey from me and one from Pat P. You have to show half proof that you actually voted for us. And if we win, we're going to deliver on that promise. You're going to get a home jersey or away jersey from me, and the same can be said for Pat P. We're going to sign it, personalize it to whoever you are, to your name or whoever you want us to personalize it to, and we're going to get it out to you. So just help us. Help us. We gave an incentive to vote. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you rock with the Steelers, if you rock with the Minnesota Vikings, or if you rock with all things covered, vote for us.
Vote, baby.
Yes, sir. Until next time, see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
Hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.